I don't want to tell the story on camera. I'm not proud of it.
What happened after he was, like, shooting off his water bottle?
His greasy paws are still on my window. Dude, he, like, hit the car, which is why I stopped.
He's got water bottles attached to his hands.
I know.
Hands,
I was so mad.
Close.
I get, like...
Oh my God!
I'm turning,
we are not
I'm
using this.
I'm turning left.
I am vetoing.
It's on Riverside. You know where the gas station is at Riverside? When you get off of Riverside, you know River. Never mind. I'm turning left. There's cars coming, and as I'm like turning, I see the guy. I already see him like way back.
So you planned it.
I start turning, and then I'm still like driving through the intersection. And he just runs out in front of me, assuming I have to stop.
Did you have a stop sign? Like,
did he?
Did you?
No, I was turning left.
Oh.
But you saw him coming the whole way.
Way back, before he's even across the street.
So you were you were turning left, and he was running this way.
Okay, I got it right here.
Well, I can't.
He's running,
running
at you.
Diagrams are not my thing.
Just
he's
try.
He's running at him.
As a runner,
he's
though,
running here.
It's more important for him to
and
gauge
I'm
that
here,
he could be hit by a
here's
car
the road.
Than it is for the car, because you can't assume people
this isn't
see
even
you.
A road. This is just where I turn. He's way over here.
You weren't even on the
I
road?
Start turning. There's cars coming fast. I'm going. He runs out in front of me.
Oh.
Okay. He was trying to make a point. He saw a car and thought I just had to stop no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't just run out across the street. You still stop. You still look. You don't have to stop, but you still look.
Well, common fucking sense, yeah.
Well, but he thinks that he has the right of way on this, and he's like,
no,
he hits the car. I pull over. I roll on the window, and I'm like, "What the fuck? You don't have the right of way." And he's like, "Runners always have the right of way." And he's got little water
okay,
bottle hands.
Common
and
sense.
And water's flying around.
Common
and
sense.
And I'm getting so mad because he's got water bottle hands, and it's 70 degrees out. You're not that fucking thirsty. I can't understand it.
Common sense was like what? Like a 2,000 pound vehicle versus a 130 pound dude. Why would you not like?
I saw it
so
in his
stupid.
Eyes. The principle on him to him was
yeah. The principle
I've got my mileage and I cannot
dead.
Stay. I cannot get off this mileage. I cannot let it stop. Like, and he's like, I'll get hit by a car before I slow down my pace.
What kind
right
of shorts
now.
Did he have on?
He had very. What's up, guys? I'm Mike McGoldrick here.
Oh my God.
I'm cool. Everything's cool. I'm Mike McGoldrick here with Alex Macklin.
What's up,
Coach Mike McElroy?
Well, that's happening.
Coach Kurt Mulliken, and I'm the host of the
Basic
Barbell Stroke
bitch.
Podcast. These gentlemen as well are also coaches and hosts of the Barbell Stroke Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you have listened to some of our other shows, we got a bunch of fitness-related podcasts online, a bunch of videos out there. So if you haven't
we
listened
do cool
to before,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, we got a lot of really fun stuff out there. Free entertainment, I'll just call it that. Edutainment.
Edutainment.
That's the word we like to start with. So today we want to talk to you a little bit about our program called the Shrug Strength Challenge.
So we wanted to talk about what all this, why we made this program, what this program is going to do for you, and stuff like that. So, one, I guess, who the fuck are we?
Bring it back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, guys? So I'm the host of the Barbell Shrug Podcast. I've been coaching programs for Barbell Shrug for about 3 years now. McElroy's been coaching for 3 years. Kurt Mulligan's been coaching for 3 years. Alex, you've been at it for a couple of years now.
Like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, 3 or 4 years. We've got 4 other different programs. We've got strength programs, a muscle gain challenge.
Weightlifting
yeah. called Flight, fat loss, a bunch of different stuff. We've been coaching
thousands
of
athletes. Yeah, like, I mean, I started in 2013 and with the muscle gain challenge, and I think Kurt was in one of my groups.
I was in the first group.
Yeah, you were in the first group. So, like, I've been coaching muscle gain and flight, and, you know, we've pretty much, all of us have seen – practically almost every type of athlete like mm-hmm. going through our programs like and multiple goals like people want to lose fat, people want to get stronger, people want to get better at weightlifting, and a lot of us like you McGee and McElroy, you both also program design for these programs as well.
Yeah, so McElroy's got a lot of personal clients. I do a lot of personal programming, but the biggest thing I think that we've got experience in that we've done for several years now is group programming.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of stuff out there like it now in terms of people wanting to put together, you know, a similar program for a lot of people to follow. And we've just gotten really we've really learned a lot over the past 3 years because we've built so many of them.
Yeah.
And every year we try to make them a little bit better.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, which leads us to the Shrug Strength Challenge. This one came up, and why we made it was because we saw kind of a gap that was not being filled that a lot of people had a need for. And that need was the you know, that you could only get strong – while, you know, getting out of, excuse me, only gets you.
Basically, what you're trying
you
to
can
say
only
is
improve in one thing, yeah,
right,
category,
layering it together, right?
Or
so
endurance.
There's this common conception, misconception that you can only get strong and you can only basically focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah,
and you can.
And
do
we've
that.
We've arguably now just be honest, we're like all we've set we've actually been like, okay, if you want to really get good at weightlifting, you got to focus on weightlifting, which is true. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to get really, really good at something, you're going to have to focus on it. But at the same time, like, we recognize, and after seeing like how many people have done our programs, like, you guys come from a background where you still want to do the conditioning, you know, yeah, you still want to do the gymnastics, you still want to have those things where you can be balanced and all around. Mm-hmm. And it sucks when you try to, like, when you focus for so long and then now you want to go back. You want to take what you've learned and now you want to go back to what you were doing, which is, you know, arguably, you know, CrossFit, and it's tough.
Yeah.
So
yeah, nothing worse than following a strength program, and I mean, you do get some good results out of it, you know, your back squat goes up or whatever, but then when you come back to it, you're like, oh my God, I've got to dig out of this conditioning,
yeah,
hole that I dug.
Like
now.
Kurt, like that, you did the muscle gain challenge. Like,
man,
we're not throwing other programs,
yeah,
under the bus.
No.
We're just saying, like, it's hard to dig out.
I think we've all done a little bit of that though, where, you know, you see it every day. People like almost use your strength program as an excuse to just get totally out of shape. You comfort yourself by saying, well, I'm focusing on my squat or my clean and jerk or my weightlifting, and then 9 months down the road, when you may or may not be where you want to be, mm-hmm, you realize that you can't walk up a flight of stairs without getting out of breath. And it is so hard to come back.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been there, man. Like, for, yeah, I don't know, how, like, since 2010, I've been, mm-hmm, strictly doing weightlifting, and I just now recently, you know, started to get back into CrossFit. And, mm-hmm, I'm telling you right now, like, I started off doing the open, and that open was rough. Like, I was strong, but I couldn't use that strength.
Yeah.
Like, that's what
yes,
I think, that's what I think this program, why we want to make this program, is because we want you to be strong, but you want to be use that strength, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the cool thing that CrossFit has taught us, is that GPP is how important that is. And while your goal may be to get stronger, your goal may be to build endurance, it doesn't mean you have to neglect those other things. You can still improve on those things really well while not neglecting those other things. So you, yeah, can use it, whatever, yeah, that is you want to build.
Yeah. I mentioned layering earlier. Also, you know, people like to one of the biggest problems with seeing so many different group programs out there, you want to do all these different things at once, and you're,
yeah,
like, I don't really know how to structure this together. So,
yeah,
like, trying to organize all that is really tough. And some of it might work. You could have a back squat program plus an endurance training program plus a gymnastics program. But then when you look at, like, the total volume of it, you're like, I don't know if this is too much for me,
yeah,
or what. Like, the biggest thing with the Struggle Strength Challenge that we want to do is, like, put all that together for those interested in general physical preparedness. And we have some very specific goals in the program that we talk about later. But for the most part, we wanted, like, really good balanced programming that's not going to, like, let you fall too far off in any other area of fitness.
Yeah. And I think we also wanted a program where you could make, you know, steady improvements. And we had longevity. We have longevity in mind. Like, this program, like, I don't know, Mike McElroy, you can comment on this. But this program is designed, it seems, to keep somebody training for a long time.
Right.
And that's what some people have said. Like, they want to, mm-hmm, be – they want, like, I'm 30. I want to be, like, 40, 50 years old and still doing this stuff. I don't want to be just wrecked and completely just sit in my bed and take,
yeah,
me an hour to get out of bed because I just completely destroyed my body.
Because you PR'd your back squat,
yeah,
about 50 pounds,
yeah,
when,
exactly,
you were 20.
Dude, I was almost there. I was straight up, like, I was almost about to quit.
You were pretty broken.
Yeah, I was broken because I wasn't doing these things. And, mm-hmm, I don't know, Macro, I'm just going to let you comment on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a common problem we see now, is there is this kind of structural balance and training for longevity is getting popular.
Yeah.
But the problem is people are trying to layer that work on top of a program that's already destroying them. So,
yeah,
they have a program that's maybe it worked for the first 1 or 2 years of their CrossFit career, and it's beating them up. So now their solution to that is – tack on this, mm-hmm, health program on top of that, which,
yeah,
is another hour of work, and it can't work like that. It has to be blended together,
yeah,
to be one complete
and
program.
And you know what also is happening? They're doing that. So let's say someone comes to this or comes to a program because they're broken and, like, I just need to do a structural balance program. You know, that's fine. They get healthy, but the fitness drops somewhat, mm-hmm, overall.
Yeah.
Like, your work capacity goes down. Like, you lose a lot of other things, and that's okay, right? You're obviously out of pain. You're moving better. You're feeling better. But at the same time, with good, smart programming, you don't have to let all of it drop off. You don't just have to pull the plug on the other stuff.
Yeah.
You can still have those things in there with good programming. It's just tough to do it on your own.
Yeah.
Right. It's just like I said.
You don't have to lose it. You can change it to where you're building a bigger platform instead of just simply losing it.
Exactly.
So if you go to just a structural balance program or just a rehab-based program, then you're literally losing all your fitness. Whereas if you build it into a structured program, you may just be building a bigger base where maybe you're not hitting those 7-minute AMRAPs, but you're building a bigger base to where when you do come back to that, you're ready to get even higher in it.
It's, you know what, you're putting something in place for long-term progression.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you're not just doing the work just for work's sake. You know, we have an episode where we talk about training
versus
exercising.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's kind of the difference. Like I look at exercising as almost kind of like maintenance. You know, like you do it to make you feel good, and then you really don't have much concern with getting much better past that point. And training, these programs, we have everything put in place for progression. We want to actually show that you're getting better, right? Because you're going in and do a lot of hard work. If you're not getting better, like what's the point of killing yourself?
Yeah. And many people, that's a big thing people are struggling with. They're just like, well, I don't know. I've hit plateaus. I don't know. How am I going to get better? I don't know how to get better. Mm-hmm. And people are tired of figuring it out, trying to figure it all out. Like, I know for me personally, I don't want to figure it out. Just just tell me what to do and get me there. And that's a big reason, I think, why, you know, we make these programs, because we're trying to help people get to this point and give them the tools and give them the things that they need. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you've never followed a program before, committing to something like this is actually really challenging, because you get this fear that, you know, if I join this, you know, I might lose these other things, or I might have to let go of that, or this might drop. But, like, nothing – if you've ever trained for anything hard, you got to understand that, like, it just takes full commitment and trust in those programs. So especially if you're someone who has shiny object syndrome, you maybe see something cool and you're like, oh, yeah, that's the goal I want to go do. I'm going to go follow that for 3 weeks. And then week four, bang, you see something else come up. You didn't give yourself enough time to see if you could actually make progress in that.
Well, the people who say that or do that, they also, a lot of those people recognize that they have that problem. And what the problem is that when you do some, you know, other programs or things out there, like there's no accountability, there's no motivation, there's nothing to keep you engaged. There's you really are left to your own devices. And when that happens, I mean, you just basically just jump ship and whenever the next shiny thing comes along. But like we made this program because, you know, we saw the most effective things in our other programs. We've all coached our other programs, and we saw what's the most effective thing. When we get in there and we motivate and we keep people accountable, so, you know, we built a lot of stuff in this program to keep people on track, keep people motivated and accountable. And that's what people, like, they were like, I need that.
Yeah. No, we've got things in place in this program that, like, we just got done looking at some of the numbers and the results from the, you know, from the past few months. And, like, we can see right away, like, this person only did this many sessions this month. This person did 3 sessions, and look at their freaking improvement. Like, they're killing it.
Yeah.
This person missed 10 sessions, you know, and is not getting the improvement they wanted. So we contact them. We say, like, what's the deal, you know? Like, we're going to work with you and try and figure it out. We're not just going to, you know, give you the program and say, all right, jump in, good luck. Yeah. You know, we'll see you on the other side.
A big thing about a lot of this stuff is there's a lot of stuff that goes on outside of the gym that's important to success, like inside of training. And a lot of those things, like, you guys told us, like, I need help. I need help with getting to the gym every day. I need help with making sure I do these things that are – make sure I eat enough food, making sure I do my mobility work. Like, I need help with that. Like, you told us that. And – those are the things that we definitely wanted to address, and we built this program a lot with those things in mind, like building habits and all that kind of stuff to, like, help you get the shit that, you know, like the 80% of the work that you're doing outside the gym, lock that down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right on. In terms of, like, other fears that you might see that come up with joining programs, McElroy, like, you've worked with a lot of clients in the past, too, that you've kind of helped stick to programs. What are some of the things that they've run into and obstacles that you've helped them hurdle?
I think one of the things that to be noted is the kind of the shiny object syndrome, where people see all these different stuff. And this program has a lot of variety in it. And we also try to do a good job of staying on top of the the newest and freshest things. Mm-hmm. So things that you may see getting
macro
popular
is like the encyclopedia
are probably already in the program or getting built into the program, because we're always experimenting with new things. So if our program looks the same as it did 4 years ago, then we're probably doing something wrong. So if your program still looks like just a kind of a basic classic CrossFit program, then there's nothing special and unique about that. Not to say that it's necessarily wrong, but it means you're not experimenting with stuff. So we're always experimenting with new things, which means it kind of addresses that shiny object syndrome within the program that you're doing.
We should make that a hashtag, basic ass program.
And you know what the special thing is about
basic
that?
CrossFit program.
Is that not only did you just say that we're progressing our program, but we're doing it based on results and monitoring our actual clients' results in this program. No group programs do that.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't do that because we are constantly updating and following along with how the people in our program are doing with this, and we're changing based on that.
Well, yeah. And we're meso to meso every week builds on the previous week. So that shiny object syndrome is kind of taken care of. Mm-hmm. Instead of somebody looking over there, they're looking to the next week of the program that they're in and like going for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another thing I like to see that some people, I know in the first meso when we did those check-ins, the repeatability of some of those things got a little mundane for people, but the thing they said was seeing their progress week to week helped with that motivation
because
they see themselves progressing.
Yeah.
And so it took a little getting used to, but then they see themselves progressing, and so it keeps that motivation there.
The beautiful thing about monotony in programming is that progress is easy to see.
Yeah.
And if you're not seeing progress, it's really hard to continue to follow that.
Yep.
So you got to make sure you're making progress with that stuff.
Yeah.
And we do. We have it. We make sure you can see it. We make sure week to week it really it's illustrated.
Yeah, we've done a really fantastic job with making people be very, very sure. Like, I'm looking in the Facebook group and people are like, oh, my God, like last week I couldn't barely do these. And now I've just got, you know, 10 more pounds or I can do these very easily now. Or like even just with strength, like I just asked in the Facebook group, like how many people have gotten PRs in their on their back squat or front squat. And people can see that because we're testing it every single month, you know, our strength movements, and they're seeing like I'm getting 25 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds. My Helen's dropping, you know, two minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, whatever. They see that progress.
Yeah.
And that's that fire, that putting that gasoline on that fire just keep you going.
Yeah. And you know what, on that topic, like what are some of the other benefits of the program or not benefits, excuse me. Like what are some of the goals of the program? Like what is it we're actually working on? Like what are we measuring?
Well, you guys, we basically came up with the basic overarching goal, which is to increase your squat by 50 pounds and decrease your Helen time by 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically getting stronger while not just maintaining conditioning, but improving conditioning at the same time.
Yeah.
And showing that you can do that.
Yeah.
People are doing that like right now.
Yeah. And if you've never seen the workout Helen, it's basically 3 rounds of running 400 meters, 21 kettlebell swings and 12 pull-ups. And we test that every month so you can see the progress in that. And so far, we pulled up some of the data on it, and holy crap.
Yeah, like people from the first time we did it, I just ran the numbers. The first time we did it was when the zeroth month, I guess, to the last time we had them update us, 2 minutes and 29 seconds.
That's the average decrease in time.
Decrease on average. I mean, we're only 3 months in, and we're pretty much 30 seconds away.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe we need to make a bigger goal.
Yeah.
But, so that's the type of progress that people are making in this program.
Yeah. You know what? I'm all excited about talking the numbers of that, but what excites me the most is the day-to-day comments that we get in the Facebook group from these clients that say, you know, I crushed my Helen time, but the most important thing is that when I tested my back squat, you know, I hit a PR on it, but it didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt.
I went through a full range of motion. Yeah. I did Helen, and pull-ups didn't hurt. Like, I was able to kip them, and, like, there's so much more to it about how good people feel right now in the program.
Yeah.
They feel balanced. They're not training 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, they're hitting, like, 60 to 90-minute sessions, and they're feeling awesome. They're feeling very healthy, and it feels sustainable. They're like, you know what? I don't feel like I just peaked my lifetime. I feel like I've got more in me. Every month I want you to say, hey, I just PR'd. But you know what? I feel like I can get more next month.
Yeah.
That's a really good sign.
It's getting strong the right way.
Not only that, because of all those things, we've said it before, the best program for you is the one that you're enjoying. And that's what those characteristics lead to, is all these people are having fun again during their training.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they're not just dreading going into the gym. They're now enjoying their training again.
Yeah. It's changed the way a lot of people are moving, too.
They're
squatting or pulling completely different than they were 3 months ago. They've completely changed The way they squat, the way they clean, the way
they're moving
deadlift,
so much better.
Yeah, it looks way more solid.
You've done the program. Tell us how it's treated you.
Yeah. So.
You posted on Instagram a couple months ago about how like your bottom position has just gotten so much better.
Yeah, I learned how to use my legs, which was cool. Alex will tell you, it's always been I'm a walking back.
You're a walking back.
Yeah. So I've never really learned how to use my legs, and as a coach, you know, it's also helped me to be able to convey that to the people that are in the program, but. You learn to move so much better when you just slow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what? We talked about experimenting, and McElroy is like the master program designer over there. Like, he's the brains behind it. And the important thing with the experimenting is that we're not just making things up when we say we experiment. We're actually testing it. Like, we've got one of our coaches actually doing the program. So
I make most of it up.
We follow principles that work and we know have worked for a long time, but we are constantly raising the bar. And not only are we doing that, but we're having someone test it as we go along to make sure, like, yeah, this is good stimulus. This is what we want to get out of it. So there's not a lot of that going on out there either.
No.
Because it just takes time, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, a lot of people are writing programs, but, you know, I do it, and I'm, two mezzos ahead of everybody, but I'll text you or something like, hey, let's limit the rest time or something like that.
Well, we've all been athletes ourselves, and we've done programs and maybe like Kurtz, you've done some group training programs. I've done some group training programs. Like, we've seen, and we've coached so many athletes. Like, we've seen the issues. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen that people are a lot of people don't move that great.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say they're broken, but they don't move that great. They're in pain.
Not broken yet.
Yeah. And I mean, they've been doing these things, which they've been doing these programs that aren't really addressing those issues because they're just not meant for that.
Yeah.
And they may get stronger, but at what cost?
Yeah. You know, and there's also the case where you may not be someone who's hurt. We're not saying like you have to be hurt to do this program. Like, no, not at all. What we're saying is people only take action when they're hurt.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, they usually only take action to make a change in the programming after they've gotten hurt. You know? So like, I'd say like, don't waste time for that kind of stuff. Like, get on it now and
be
like
proactive.
Don't wait. Yeah, don't be reactive.
This program, if you want to get strong in the right way, this is how you do it. Mm-hmm. This you do these movements which balance out your weaknesses.
Yep.
You do movements that build core stability, overhead stability, shoulder health, all these things that we're doing in this program. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that you do.
Yeah.
And this is how you end up training for years and years and years to come. Mm-hmm. And this is how you get long-term progress. And
it's not a one-time fix. So it's not a you come and that's why certain rehab programs may or may not work, is because you do these programs and then you go back to training the way that hurt you in the first place, and you're just going to come back with the same result. So it's got to be meshed together.
And this is a way that you can do this stuff and increase your performance at the same time. Because like other programs, they may be built to designed to get you back to healthy again, but you lose the things that you want to try to do.
I've been through that so many times. I love getting strong. Like, it just comes so much easier to me than conditioning does. But I feel the worst when I don't take care of the conditioning. Mm-hmm. Like, I really do not feel healthy. I just did a big weightlifting cycle this summer for about 4 or 5 months, and it was amazing because I got really strong. But you guys all saw it. I wasn't doing any conditioning at the end of it. Man, we tested Helen after that, actually. And it was like 3 minutes off one of my best times. I was miserable.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect to like PR the Helen or anything like that, but I didn't expect to feel that bad.
Yeah.
And I did not like that feeling. Yeah. I do not like the feeling of being incapable in anything. Yeah. So if you're someone who
don't like the feeling of getting beat.
Yeah, that's true. I'm super competitive.
I think that's a super, super important point. Go ahead, finish your point.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you're someone who doesn't like being incapable in anything, like, if you want to make sure there's nothing you can't do, then this program is perfect for that because it's super balanced.
That's a huge point. The feeling that you're capable of doing just whatever, like having that confidence and knowing that you can move well and you can tackle this training program and tackle these weights and do these things. Like, that is huge. When I first started like getting back into fitness, I was like, man, it feels awesome just be able to do anything that comes to me. Yeah.
Yep.
And I think that's something that we hugely deliver that people don't really necessarily think about in terms of like, you know, what you're going to get out of this program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is this for? Like, what kind of athletes do we look for in this program?
Well, I would say like
people, where in their fitness journey? Like
yeah.
1 to 2 years in, a beginner?
You know, I think anybody can do this. Anybody can benefit from this program, but it is going to be a program that are for people who want to train. I think if you want to train.
Alex, you're being nice right now.
Like,
tell us how you feel about those that don't want to train. Come on.
I mean, what's the difference between training and exercising, right? Maybe we should watch that. Oh, I forgot what number that podcast is. But, like, again, you want to train. Mm-hmm. You want to work towards a goal. You want to make progress. You're mm-hmm. going to do the things that are going to facilitate you to make that constant progress. You're not going to sit there and fucking go around and jump from program to program and see if he's telling me, look at the camera.
Stop yelling at me, dude.
You're not going to sit there and jump from program to program and get the shiny object. You're going to do the fucking unsexy work because that's what you need to do in order to make long-term progress.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, man. I mean, it's the truth. You know, like
split squats are sexy.
We went off about that in a whole episode. It just comes down to we want committed people. Like, again, going back to the progress, it takes consistency, it takes hard work, and it takes being okay with being held accountable. If you're not someone who is okay with having someone follow up and be like, what's the deal, man? Like, we're going to call you out, you know? Like, if you're missing stuff, we see it. We know.
McG
like,
calls people out on the Facebook group all the time.
And it's not because I'm like, look, I'm not a coach who's just here to point out bad things. I don't get – like, anyone can do that. It's easy to point out what you're doing wrong. My point with coaching is that I want you to actually make progress, right? I'm here to actually help
you care
and push you because we care. Because I've been there. I've had someone who's pointed at all the things I'm doing wrong, and it's discouraging. And then I've had someone who's –
hips like girl.
I've had someone who's shown me what I've done wrong and then why it's happening and then how to actually fix it so we can move on from it if you really want to.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is because, we care. Like, we care about the fact that you are getting results. That's why we built in things in this program to check up on you and to make sure that you're staying on track, because we're not just doing this because, I mean, we want you to get results. Like, we're athletes ourselves. We've coached so many people. Like, we want you to get results. So we want you to do the program and not sit there and just hop from ship to ship to ship.
I want to talk about who we don't want in the program.
Let's do that.
There's people who have maybe you're someone who doesn't trust other programs or doesn't trust coaching. This is an opportunity for you to either change and deal with that, because we've had people in the past that have been kind of a pain in the ass that have gone in and been like, well, why are we doing this? Shouldn't we be doing that? And I'm like, look, you might be right. There's a million ways we could do something, but this is how we're doing it right now because we believe in this progress. You know, like, you got to trust the process.
Well, to speak to that, if you're somebody that is kind of like that, but you want to maybe grow from that.
For sure.
It's a perfect opportunity because you can be, we're in the group, so you can challenge anything.
Here's
that
your salvation.
Doing.
So many people have come in, and even in past programs and even this program, they learn so much just from seeing how other people do it. Yeah, from questioning. I don't mind people asking questions, you know, because if you're asking questions, you're obviously curious and you want to learn. But as long as you want to learn and you're not sitting there saying, like, my way is the right way or whatever.
I want to make sure I made a clear difference on that. I didn't mean don't ask questions. Of course, ask questions. I want to make sure you meant, like, you're not just constantly doubting.
But that's the thing. But that'll
hold you back.
I think from this program and what I've seen from all of our programs, like Flight, Muscle Gain, all these other programs, when people come in, they're like, man, I learned so much about training and how to train.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff that you could take. It's like basically if you first started working out or exercising, you know that person that was before, and then you stepped in the gym, and then now you're this person, and you're like, I can never go back to that. That's how our programs are. Mm-hmm. You learn so much stuff. You're like, man, what the hell was I doing before? Like, now I can never go back to that. Because you've just changed. We
ruin you.
In a good way. You get actual change from doing our program.
Consider yourself deflowered after doing
it. Yeah. And then I say also people that we want in the group, we want people that are supporters, man. Like, we have a Facebook group. We have a group of people that we do the program with. And if we want people that are going to bring people up, because this is your tribe. Like, you're the biggest proponent on the community. Like,
yeah, man, we have an awesome, awesome community of athletes on Facebook, and that's one huge difference, and that really sets it apart. You got access to the coach and everybody that's doing it with you, and we're super responsive. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
I love waking up every day. We check the group daily. I like waking up, and I mean, it's just fun, like, hanging out in there, you know? Like, people go in, and they just – it doesn't even have to be about training. People write about bullshit in there, you know? Like, everyone's like – we even post on the rest day. You're like, it's a rest day for everyone. Like, list something cool that you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, just hearing what people are doing in their regular lives. Like, if you're someone who likes to share and wants to make friends, like, it's a good spot for it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to build relationships in here. Like, everyone knows, like, individual program is fantastic because it's written specifically to you. But when you have a group and community
group
and support,
yeah,
man, it is powerful.
Yeah.
Like, you can
so
go a
keep
long
you
way
going.
With that.
When the shit gets hard, man, you go in that group and you're like, man, I just really – what was it? One girl – I'm not going to name her name, but one girl got in there and she basically asked for help. She was like, I need you guys to help me. And people fucking rushed into there.
I know.
Yeah. And I was like –
before we can even
get
to it.
I was like – yeah. Holy crap, this is awesome.
And even weeks later, they're like tagging her.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you hit this day yet?
Yeah, exactly. That's the stuff that a lot of programs and a lot of things out there don't have.
Silence.
Mic drop.
I know.
All right, so why wouldn't you want to sign up for this? Like, why would people what are the hesitations typically when it comes to signing up for a program like this, especially when we ask for a long commitment?
Well, I think that's one thing. You know, people see, you know, we want people to be committed to this program. And, you know, okay, commitment may scare you and things like that. But there's a reason why we want people to commit, because we are freaking committed to you. Like, we care about what – we're putting a lot of energy into this program, put a lot of energy into you. We want you to get results. We want you to deliver that back. And we don't want people just to sit there and, like I said, like jump from ship to ship to ship.
Yeah.
Because we want you to get results.
Mm-hmm.
It looks bad on us if y'all don't get results. You know, I think that's the big thing about commitment. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, what do you think?
Man, what are some of the biggest hesitations? You know, like even myself, like it took me a while to actually start following a program and deal with it. It was, again, like going back to kind of what we mentioned earlier, is like fear of missing out on other things.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Like FOMO. There you go.
Yeah.
First class FOMO. You just get nervous sometimes that, what is that, fear of missing out? Yeah. You get nervous that, again, things are going to fall off, or even the commitment in terms of like signing up and actually paying for your first program.
Dude, I think people one. Who I think if you pay for your program, it's a whole different ball game, man.
Well, like, look, here's the thing.
If you've never paid for a program before, like, it's going to change things for you.
You put value on what you're paying for.
Yes.
That is a commitment,
yes.
Right? Like, I can go down that rabbit hole of, like, well, what's your health worth? You know, we've all heard that shit. And, like, it's true, but at the same time, like, come on, we're tired of hearing it. Like, you know that. I'm not going to, like, put on paper how much your health costs you each month and then the risk analysis benefit of doing a program. Like, come on, let's be real. But the truth is, like, you put money into something, you value it, right?
Yeah.
You paid, and now you're going to go do the work. You sign up for something that's free or $5 a month, you don't care if you miss it. It's only $5.
And
right?
You know what? They don't care either. That's the other thing. That's the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
You pay fucking $5 a month for some program or $9, $10. Do they care if you do it or not? No. I'm getting paid regardless.
There's
if you
an
quit,
energy trade
if
there.
You quit,
yeah,
I
you
can
don't
find
care,
10 other
care.
People that are going to do the same thing. Give me $10, whatever. Who do you want somebody to really not care about you? Like, I mean, for real though, you doing a program? Do you want somebody to just not give a shit? For
no,
real.
I mean that's true, man. I mean that's real. Like, I mean
that's real talk.
You pay more for a program. You're getting a better service, which means we have more time invested in it. So if we lose a client, like we know we're gonna like what's going on? You know, we don't want you gone. We want you to succeed, but it's also our business too. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, that's just how it goes. Like. We just care more.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of stuff to add value to the program. You know, like we have all these things like the group, and we make videos every month. Every month we have a video that comes out, talks about building a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wrote a nutrition guide that's like 50
pages. Dude, that thing
pages.
Is legit.
It is so good.
Start to finish, if you want to figure out how much to eat and like what good food selection, like
and
this
a,
guide
and a whole
that he
meal
has,
plan like builder. It'll build you a meal plan. You just follow it, and it goes along. I mean, with the program, it's designed to like if how much volume you're doing in the program is designed to follow that. So whether you want to like gain weight, lose fat, maintain, like it's built for that.
You know, that's one of the biggest questions we get in the beginning is, like, are you guys going to provide, like, what to eat or whatever? No, we're not going to tell you, like, eat this exact meal. Yeah. We have a lot of examples. We're going to help educate you along the way so that you're not stuck on a crutch after a month and being like, what's next? We're going to help educate so you can actually build your own nutrition plan. It's
but those
awesome.
Things are value. Those that's value. And you got to stop looking at cost. Like, I don't even – I was talking to CDP last night. I don't even really look at cost anymore. I look at what it's going to do for me, like how it's going to change me, how it's going to help me. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah. I don't care about what the cost is, because if I know that this is going to be something that changes the way I do things and helps me, then it's worth every penny. And it's going to pay off 10 times in the long run. Yeah.
If you live in the rainforest, in the Amazonian rainforest, and you don't have the internet or a credit card, it's probably not going to work out for you. But otherwise, it's going to benefit you.
That's probably true. Let's see. Wait a minute. What are we talking about? What are some objections? I've heard this. I don't know if I'm ready to do this type of training program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm at the level
strong enough or
experienced enough. What would you say to those people?
A couple of things. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, if you don't know how to exercise and you're like just getting into it, it's probably gonna be hard. Like, you got to learn the movements. But if you're someone who's been training for a little bit and you have a good idea on movements and you know you just want a little bit of help on how to move better, we provide movement demos. You've got the coaching group, the Facebook group, where you can go in and ask questions. You can post videos, and we'll give you feedback on those videos. So go film your training that you did. If you're not sure you're doing something correctly, post a video in the group, and a coach hops all over that.
More people should do that. Yeah. A lot of people, if you sign up to do this program, do that. Like, I see a lot of people, they'll do it at first, and it'll drop off because, you know, whatever. But that is super huge in terms of – getting great progress is being active in that group and sending us videos for to review.
Oh, yeah, video feedback is good. I mean, it's available 24/7.
Yeah.
You can post a video of literally everything you do and get like awesome critique on it.
No, that's not the case.
Not only is it's not just one person monitoring the group like a customer service guy.
It's a bunch of people, four
coaches in there, five coaches, and. Not only are you going to, you know, if you post a video, it's very helpful for the others, but other people are going to learn from that too. So, you know, you may be getting the advice from the coach on that, but everyone else in the group sees that, and they're definitely learning from that too.
And Macro, I want to ask you, like, you've designed this program. What would you say to that answer or that objection?
Yeah, I kind of lean on what McGee said about if you're somebody that possibly needs hands-on coaching on, like, the basic fundamental movements, like squatting and bending and, like, maybe you need a coach then, but otherwise there's no real prerequisite of strength because you're going to be able to build on whatever your platform already is. So, and there's, it builds the strength progressions build in a way to also build movement and technique within
What about the gymnastics? You know, that's a big one too. Like, I can't do pull-ups, you know, you guys have pull-ups.
Yeah. I mean, we give scaling options and give you an idea of, like, he kind of talked about the videos for the mesos and kind of the weekly descriptions. There's scaling options based off whatever that purpose of that specific workout is.
Yeah.
So you're not just scaling to what you normally scale pull-ups, but maybe one day you scale it for ring rows and one day you may scale it for negatives or whatever it is. So it's specific to what we're doing.
And you know what? We've even, since we monitor the progress, we've had some clients come and say, you know what? All right, the scaling options, I tried them and they're not working right now. All right, look, we're going to go send you to our overtime products. We've got get your first pull-up program, squat program, some other bunch of accessory programs, and we're going to help you run through that. So if you're someone who has, like a huge deficit maybe in, like, doing pull-ups and things like that, we're going to help guide you and find something else that's going to continue to make you, you know, grow and improve that area as well, because it obviously needs some extra work. So there's, like, a million options on – you know, if there are limitations on things you can do, you've got all of us here to help with that.
Yeah. And going back to what you were saying is that you've designed this program to be pretty much anybody can do it. Like, I noticed a lot of the movements, they're purposely designed to make you move with quality.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was saying earlier about blending kind of rehab, prehab type exercises with strength training. It has to go hand in hand, because if you're doing it separately, you're not learning to use those PT type movements for functional movements. Like, it's got to go together. So they have to build with each other.
Can you give us an example?
Like, as opposed to doing like a bunch of banded shoulder exercises, maybe because you're hurting when you go overhead,
yeah.
maybe we need to be doing overhead yoke holds or kettlebell carries or something
yeah.
like that. So
yep.
it directly correlates with what you're trying to do. Instead of doing your normal workout, which has 100 push presses in it, mm-hmm. and then after that you have to do 30 minutes of banded rehab and stretching.
Yeah.
Now we put it all in one, and so it takes less time and it's more effective for what we're building.
That's another thing people usually say, like, well, I don't have time.
Right.
I don't have time to do a program. How much time is it going
to
take?
I mean, this is a 60 to 75-minute program each day. So, I mean, that's
yeah, we ask everyone
session.
Each month how long the sessions take. And
yeah.
it's like 60 to 75 minutes, as well as Kurt testing it.
Yeah,
you
like,
wrote down all your training times to figure it out because we understood that. Like,
we got 2 or 3 hours to be sitting
yeah,
in the
like,
gym, man.
Like, I mean, ideally, like, if no one worked, like, I would say, yeah, go train 2 or 3 hours a day. But, like, I understand. Like, I work a lot of hours in a day. Like, I don't have the mental capacity sometimes either. There's nothing more discouraging when you look at your training for the day and you know it's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
good programming, you should be able to get a really strong dose response in an hour.
Yeah.
And it's going to
yeah.
keep your attention span.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's something Kurt and I have communicated on with him doing the program ahead of time. Like, I'll ask him, like, was this workout too short or was this workout too long? And he'll give me that feedback so we can make adjustments based off that.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you don't have at least an hour a day, there's things that maybe you need to figure out in your personal life to free mm-hmm. up some time, and we help with that. You know, we do the first habit is our pre-workout
yep.
routine. We have things in the program to help build routine so that you can free up some time so you can have some time to train, because that was a big
yeah.
issue like people had, like, look, I want to get strong and I want to do all these things, but I just don't have time to be sitting here doing some 2-hour 3-hour
Yep.
You know, training program or training
workout.
You
know
what?
They don't have the capacity or even the knowledge yet to set themselves up for that. They have no idea where to start.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, so when we designed this program, we all sat down and we're like, what are the important things we need to teach? Obviously, exercise is important. Like,
yeah.
we want these people to train. You know, we want people to get in there and get, like, physical progress. But, like, we also want them to improve everything that goes on outside of that. Because you're
yeah.
only in the gym for an hour to 2 hours of your day. The rest of it, you're doing,
yeah,
fuck, whatever. You know, if you don't have control of that stuff,
of the time, yeah.
it's going to affect your training.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest thing is people can't get to the gym because they don't have control of what goes on outside of that. Now, we're not time management experts, but we've coached a lot of people and we've seen what does work. We've used habits in the other programs. We put these habits in here now to actually help you make real change and habits that stick for long-term progress, so that going to the gym is like a priority. Like, it becomes the number one thing on your calendar and you build everything
yeah.
around that. It's super possible, and we put those things in place and
yeah.
it helps.
There's no, I mean, we pretty much take a lot of, there's no excuses, really. I mean, we take a lot of that stuff out. We're going to help you with all the gaps. We took everything that we learned from doing these other programs and coaching these other programs. We seriously cranked it up
yeah.
to like 11. What mm-hmm. works? We only took what works,
yep.
and we put it in this program.
Yeah, that is the beautiful thing, too. Like, we learned from the other ones, too. Like, the other programs are great, but this is just something that just keeps building
yeah.
and going.
We grow, you know, just like you.
yeah, so you signed up. You did it. You stuck to the program, you know, you overcame your biggest fears of actually committing to something. 3-4 months later,
it's going to feel so good.
What's the dream scenario look like? Like, what's it like on the other side?
Man, that just makes me feel good thinking about
blue
it.
Blue skies, birds chirping, 50-pound back squat
CrossFit
PR.
Games.
You win the CrossFit Games. No, so, I mean, what for real, though, like, what's it look like when if you, you know what, you stuck to it, you listened
Man.
To all our advice, you asked all the questions, you were super interactive in the group. What's it look like?
I think you're just going to be a new fucking person, man. I'm telling you right now, because I know that's true, because I've seen it happen to people. I've seen it happen to people in our programs. They do our programs, and they become new people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything changes. You know, you struggled with things before that you don't struggle with now.
You know, we need to link up Kelly Jostin's testimonial when he did one of our other programs, Barbell Shredded. This guy learned so much that he actually got into coaching. You know, so
yeah.
like that was an inspiration that fired me up, was that
cool.
we coached him and then now he wants to go and
yeah.
help coach other people. And what a ripple effect, right? Like, it just spread out. So I think at the end of this, one of the biggest things you can see too as a change is if you're someone who you would consider yourself flaky, maybe you have a hard time
oh, yeah.
actually sticking to your word. I've seen it numerous times in programs and with clients. The biggest fear that they have is like letting the other people around them down, that they knew they were doing this program. They told everyone that, hey, I'm really fired up. I signed up for this program. And their biggest fear is that they can't commit and continue it.
Yeah.
Right? I think that it's empowering to know that, like, you actually stuck to it and delivered on what you promised yourself and the people around you.
Yeah.
That's really powerful. That can be life-changing.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's huge, man. I love that. Empower. Like, you will feel empowered to just know that, and you have the confidence to know that you can just tackle.
You know, we're not going to lie.
Tackle anything,
like, this
really.
Is called the Shrug Strength
yeah,
Challenge. It's a challenge. Nothing that isn't challenging came easy. You know, so when you get through this, you're going to know that you made it and you actually stuck to it and
yeah,
you did it.
You have a sense of pride that you just got these results, and you're going to have these results.
Boom. Yeah. What about the other side, the dark side?
If they don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think that the biggest thing is you look back in a year and you're still not making progress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you're still
and
hurt.
You're still hurt. Sure. Or you've quit altogether. Like you say, you're on the verge of quitting now. So a year later, you've quit.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Yeah. No, man, I'm telling you, from a personal standpoint, like, that was straight up. Like, if now looking back, if I had not decided to change and do differently, like, I probably would not have been fucking doing – I probably wouldn't be fucking training right now, which is a crazy thing to think about because, you know, you picture this life where, yeah, you always have this aspect in it, but it came real closer to being that. And, you know, if this is something that – if you're in that boat, then, you know, that's a very real thing that could happen. So,
yep.
Don't I say, man, I don't even want to go anyone think about it. It depresses me even think about it.
I've been there. I've hit a point where I didn't know what to do with my training anymore.
Yeah.
And I tried to figure it out, right? Like, so I was like, all right, I'll ride a few weeks. And then, like, trying to ride for yourself is hard.
Yeah.
You don't know how much you're doing. You don't know how much is too little, how much is too less. I don't know what is important to me in terms of strengths and weaknesses. It gets really hard.
Yeah.
But the fun part is – when you finally accept that, you know what, I'm just going to put it in someone else's hands and just let them kind of lead the path, you know, it's so much easier to follow.
Feels good.
And you know what, you're just more consistent. Like, it's just easier to stay on track.
You know, you don't feel like you wasting your time. You know, that's the biggest thing. I think that's a big thing. Like, you know, you could be sitting here a year later not doing this, and then you're still at the same point, and you're like, man, I wasted so much time. And you see the people, maybe we come out with this video or we come out with this program again, and you see all these people that are getting results. Like, I just, like, these people are getting 15, 30, 25 pounds. They're moving better. They're feeling better. Mm-hmm. Like, man, that could have been me.
But this isn't going to happen because we don't like to talk about the negative stuff. The positive things that are going to happen are that you're going to sign up. You're going to be very happy that you stuck to something. You're going to make a lot of friends. You're going to learn a lot about training. Your body's going to feel better. The list goes on.
Yeah. Man, this whole program, man, is just it blows me away. People are getting some awesome results, man.
Like, yep.
It's incredible.
We've got a guy coming in, Steven Caserta. He's made amazing progress in this program. He PR'd his front squat by like 30 pounds already after month two. His Helen time went down a couple of minutes. But the biggest thing, like everyone's made, most people have made progress in the program. Right, so it was like hard to pick like who had the best numbers,
yeah.
But we chose to kind of pick on him right now for a second because he's so interactive in the group and he's learning so much, he's getting so much out of it. Right, this guy is like super busy, he works a ton, and then seeing him actually in there every day, still posting and asking questions and taking full advantage of this, like that's what stood out to me. Mm. Like, of course, his progress is an amazing thing, like seeing those numbers, but to me, what I like seeing from him is that he's in there asking those questions. He's learning. He's taking full advantage of what he signed up and actually is paying for.
That's
yeah.
a
pretty
40,
awesome
40-pound front squat PR. Now.
40 pounds. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No,
what do you have to say to people that on the fence about doing this? What do you say?
Yeah, you could make the safe choice and just and just not do it and risk failure. You don't have to risk failure. You can stay the same.
What are you most excited about? Like what gets you fired up about this program, man?
Man, the community is the balls. Can I say that?
Yeah,
man, can you say that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. The community is so badass. And
is balls
and
a bad word?
Just getting everybody together and, like, it's constant high-fiving in there because everybody's making so much growth and progress.
It's super
so
fun.
I personally love giving people feedback on the videos and stuff, but just, like, fucking – just the team in there. It's so awesome.
Yeah,
that's what Kurt's
a people person.
What's going through my head when we're talking about the dream scenario or whatever, when we mentioned back squat increasing and feeling better and all that stuff, but the thing that's going through my head, which is kind of why it's hard to put in words, is the intangible. And you kind of said it at first that you'll be a whole new person, but that really is the kind of dream scenario, is the intangible of, like, everything will be different.
Yeah.
You won't be able to go back to a different training program or the old style of training program. You won't be able to look at your lifestyle the same way because you've learned these new habits. You won't be able to do anything the same because this thing has kind of revolutionized your whole outlook on training and what you're even doing.
This program is the carpet, and we're Aladdin. And you're Jasmine.
That is
it's
perfect.
It's a whole new world.
That's perfect.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
All right, so if nobody – does anybody else have anything
to
say?
No, man, I just want people to know – I mean, obviously we shared how fired up we are about it. I want you to come join us.
Yeah.
Right? I want you to come learn with us, come change, come grow, come, you know, meet new people, experience some new things,
lift
challenge yourself,
yeah.
Stick to a program, and, like, actually follow through with a commitment.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be blown away about how powerful it is and how good it makes you feel.
Yeah. Together, we will defeat Jafar.
Yeah, so all the information about how to sign up, when to sign up, what you're going to get. Yeah, if you missed all the details and stuff, and we covered in this video, all those details are below this video. So check those out. Yeah, man, we just want you guys, we want you to join us. Come join us in this.
Come hang out.
Come hang out. Come get strong.